T-Mobile.
Ken, what's going on this morning, Bob?
Sending a top section, tower top section out to my fabricator guy to have some work done on it.
Well, you know, I've heard that if you take the body of a 62 Volkswagen and strip it out, nothing but the body shell is mounted on a rotator, it works pretty well. Is that what you're doing?
Top section reworked.
Okay. Well, let me get right back with you. I've got a phone call coming in. Always something.
Yeah, go ahead, Steve.
Man, you're really coming through clean this morning. Where are you?
In Guyland. Heading out towards Asheville.
Wow. Good clean signal. Full quieting. Coming in strong. That's not normal for you. Where you out there where you are, you're usually got a little bit of something going on, but it's real clean this morning. So, what have you been up to besides the power bill and the rent?
The Matt, NU4E on a tower project for him. I am also working on a tower project for me. I'm going to put up an 80-meter transmit antenna. I'm going to stand it up right next to my building over there and attach it to the building so I don't have to do guy wires. And that's going to be an 80-meter transmit I'm going to be working on. Hopefully get it all in there and standing up, or at least the base in before it gets too cold outside to dig.
I'm using some Ron.
Sections of Ron for the transmit. Actually, both of them are both Matt's tower and my transmit. I got five sections of Ron and a top section with an insulator section. So it'll be a total of about 50 feet of tower, and then a mast that will be the vertical radiator for the transmit.
Okay, so you're going vertical. What about your ground planes?
I decided what I'm going to do, some elevated stuff or some ground radials. Probably going to end up being elevated. They actually work better.
Well, I tell you what, you know, I'm a geezer. I'm old, but I can sure come and hold lines and help any way I possibly can. Yeah, if you need some help, let me know.
I've got a short piece of tower section that's about 3 feet. I'm going to put that down in the ground about 2 feet and cement it in. And then I'll just gin pull the rest of the sections up. Being that it's going to be off the side of my barn, I can actually stand on the roof of my barn to put a good part of this stuff up. And it's going to be right there next to the control panel, so there's not going to be a whole lot. But there will probably come a day when I go to put sections up that I'll need some extra hands. Like I said, get the gin pull going and should be able to put five sections up in no time.
Okay, you going to climb it yourself?
Two or three sections will be real easy because, like I said, it's going to be attached to the side of the barn. So I can pretty much get those up, and then I'll put a gin pull on it, and I'll probably only have two or three sections left to go.
All right. Well, see, that's the only time that I really get really hinky is I don't get more than 10 feet off the ground. Matter of fact, there wasn't even an... We had so many people in church on Sunday that I had to sit in the balcony, and the only seat that was available in the balcony was right on the front rail, and I tell you what, I got all squirrely just sitting up there.
I'm not supposed to climb anyway, doctor's orders, with what I got going on, but I go up on the roof and stuff like that, but typically I stay away from climbing if I can at all avoid it.
Yep. Well, many years ago, in another millennia, I decided I was going to conquer my fear of heights. Well, I did. did. I've got pictures of me rappelling off the side of Glassy Mountain Rock. And, you know, I got to where, you know, I conquered my fear of heights. But after a few years of not doing that, your fear of height comes back twice as bad if you don't stay on it. So that's me in a nutshell.
A pretty big sailboat, and the mast, there was two masts on it. It was a gaff rig schooner, and they were 75 feet and 90 feet, and it was typical to go up either one of them at least once a day, sometimes more often, and it never bothered me. I'm not particularly thrilled with heights anymore, but I mean, in a pinch, I'll do it, but it depends on how high.
Okay, now you're starting to get a little bit scratchy again. Where are you now?
I'm going up 25 here. I just came through Fletcher and Skyland, and now I'm on the outskirts of Asheville.
Roger. Okay. Well, listen, whenever you do get that thing done, I'd love to see that. So how are you going to suspend your 80-meter? Are you going to do a wire, or is it a load, or how are you going to do it?
Well, the power is the antenna.
Oh, that's right, that's right. I was thinking horizontally. So the tower itself, you know what? I know somebody else that did something very, very similar. I can't remember his name. Lives over in Taylor's. He's a very senior fella. I have one of those brain parts.
About, thinking maybe Greg Timber might have some kind of a transmit antenna like that.
Who'd you say?
Greg Lambert might have some kind of a transmit antenna like that.
Him. W4NGU knows him real well. Like I said, having a brain fart.
I thought it was Greg. I'm not sure, but I can't remember.
I'm up in and out of the repeater. Now you must be in a shadow. Yeah, he got one of his towers from this guy.
Who you're talking about?
Think of it about 10 seconds after we sign off. I don't know if you can still hear me or not. W4NGU, he's monitoring a good bit. He ought to text me and tell me who that is, if he's monitoring.
Z4 Mike.
K4 VWA.
Mr. Steve, how are you doing this morning? This is Kilo Z4 Mike.
Oh, you just sound so bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. You should have gone with me this morning. I just got through having my teeth cleaned.
Well, I looked over that way when I passed by your house about 7:30 this morning, so didn't see anybody out and about moving around.
Well, I'd already left the house. It was out and gone. Yeah, I'm down at that dentist at 8 o'clock this morning. So what are you doing? Are you out being a productive citizen?
What are you doing the rest of the day? I can turn around and get you.
I've had so much fun at the dentist's office. I may just go back and let him do it again. And in between the two visits, I'm headed over to the tax office to try to straighten out some taxes on my convertible Mustang. I'm just having so much fun.
I had to take K4LBO's truck over to Spartanburg this morning to have it serviced for its first scheduled servicing, and I am leaving there and on my way to Columbia to go pick up a Glock 43X.
Man, son, why, what you want one of them for?
One of them. is to have the same thought, but after getting that 43 and that 40, I look at them a little differently now.
They're good quality. They're excellent quality. But I got to tell you, years ago, I knew a fellow by the name of Ed Wells. He's passed away now. He's a Greenville City police officer. And his first two Glocks, he had the indoor shooting range on poinsett. And you know, he got slop in the slides. He liked the weapon. If, you know, the weight was great. The way the grip was positioned was, you know, ergonomically good for how he used it. He liked it. He liked the firearm. But, his scores started getting not so great. They figured out it. He had a lot of slop, you know, where the slide comes back and locks the barrel into place. Right there at the barrel lock in front of the barrel.
Well, I'm glad you got your tapers done, and now you get the joy of going and doing taxes. I just wanted to share where I was going, so make you feel a little bit jealous. That sell predominantly to law enforcement and military, and they're one of the few people that's got a blue label, any blue label Glocks right now. So, you know, for that price difference, that's where I'm heading.
Well, it's not Sportsman's Warehouse. It could be Palmetto State Armory. Tell you what, that about 70-year-old woman just sucking on a cigarette just blew by me. I mean, she's got to be doing close to 100.
The two specialty shops down there are Lawman's and Craig's, and I'm heading to Craig's this morning.
Okay. All right. So I guess it's law enforcement and first responders.
All in military.
Okay, that's how you do it. All right.
Yep, I get all the accolades of retired. I still have an active DOD ID.
Well, that's a good gig if you can get it.
We get it.
Jumping out of airplanes, did you? Alright. Yeah, I had a guy that worked for me one time. I mean, he was good as gold when he was on his feet, but there was something about the way he landed one time, and it didn't break any bones, and it didn't tear any tendons, but it ruptured blood vessels in his feet and ankles. You've heard of that?
You don't see it very often, but for a repetitive high impact examples like that, it can happen. Matter of fact, I know this personally.
Left him with a situation where from time to time all he had to do was, you know, hop down from a 2-foot ladder the wrong way, and I mean, his feet would turn bruised and black and blue, and oh my goodness, it was rough looking, and he'd be off of his feet for about 4 days, 5 days, until they could, you know, get rid of the bruising, and that's all it took was just a quick hop down from about 2 feet up, and, you know, like jumping down from a ladder or something. I felt sorry for the boy.
actually had it happen from just swinging my legs over and putting my feet on the floor. But it's been a long time since it was triggered that easily.
I felt sorry for this guy, too, because he wasn't 35 years old when that was going on. I can't imagine what his feet are like right now, the trouble he's having with them now. Hopefully it got a little bit better, but he was active airborne up until he was 30 years old. And from what I understand, you know, 10 years in airborne, that's just a long time.
Still actively jumping, it is.
Tired him out with a medical, and he came to me within 6 months after, you know, retiring out, and worked for me for about a year, year and a half, and he just finally says, look, Steve, I love the work, and I love working with you, you know, but my feet, I just can't do it. Because he was a good man. He didn't mind getting in and getting the work done. That's hard to come by these days.
That. I need to, I should have bought change of clothes and some tools. That gone heat pump at KM4LBO's went out. Well, the heat pump didn't. The air handler's not kicking on. So I figured that it was probably the capacitor for that, the blower fan, blower motor. And I crawled underneath that thing, what was it, Saturday. There's not a capacitor in there on the air handler. So I don't know if they put it out there on the outside unit. I didn't get that far. I had to mow and all the other chores, and I didn't get back to it. So I guess I might go down there and see if I can't track that sucker down.
Compressor. Go in one of the corners. You'll see all the control packs. Usually it's on a corner. And it's going to be one of three things. You got a bad motor, or you got a bad motor start capacitor, or you could actually have the system start relay. You know what I'm talking about?
I think the only two things it could be, or apparently could be, would be the either the motor went bad or that capacitor is bad. And more than likely, it's going to be that capacitor. The outside unit kicks on fine. It's just that the squirrel cage does not turn. The blower will not come on at all in the air handler.
Sounds more like you got a bad motor, Bo. They don't run that squirrel cage motor that far away from the air handler.
I crawled under the house and went to the air handler first. Everyone I've ever seen, the capacitor has been right in there. But I opened that thing up and looked. They were like three connectors, and the wires run around straight into the motor, and that was it. So, you know, I went, crap. Now I got to figure out where they put the thing. But, yeah, it's a big motor. I know that it's got a capacitor somewhere. Usually they don't put them that far away from them. Usually it's mounted. Usually it'll be in a bracket actually on the outside of the squirrel cage casing, mounted right there. But there was nothing in there. I couldn't find it anywhere.
How old system is this?
Paperwork out, and it's 10 years old.
Where the motor start capacitor was built into the casing of the motor. I've only seen that one time, and it was on a Whirlpool. And, man, I haven't seen it since, but that may be, well, I don't know what you got, but that's a possibility.
He had it replaced out in a new system put in 10 years ago, and he calls it a hill. I call it a howl. It's H-E-I-E-L, one of the two versions. I can't remember.
H-I-E-L. How about that? Huh. They're a prominent name, but you don't see that many down here. How about that? Well, good luck with it. I hope you find the problem.
Yeah, we had to close the doors off upstairs because the upstairs unit is working fine. So we closed the doors off upstairs. I had to go upstairs and sleep. Back and forth quite a bit. I'm still right where I was. Where I was, where I is, and where I will be.
I hear you. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm just about to destinate at the Spartanburg County Tax Office, so we'll run on in here and get some things done. I'll catch you later on today. I may not be in there very long. Are you on the road to Columbia now?
Yes, I'm passing by Henry, so I might be able to hold the repeater a little bit longer, but I won't be around very long.
You on that 25-watt radio?
I'm her truck. I'm on her little Gentai, and it is, it's 25.
Holds it a lot longer. I'll give you a shot when I come back out.
If I don't get back in touch with you, good luck getting that straightened out. I hope it's not too big of a pain. And I'll catch up with you a little bit later if I don't talk to you in a few minutes. 73, bud. I'll talk to you later. Kilo Z4 Mike is going to be clear and listening.